Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. How are you guys doing today? Hopefully you're doing well. We are back again with another podcast episode. We were out of commission last week because I was having issues with my laptop. So yeah, it was annoying. It was frustrating, but hopefully everything is fixed. At least my laptop is working now. I was able to get it working on its own without having to take it anywhere. And thankfully without having to buy a new laptop, because who has money for that? I do not. But I hope you guys have had a great start to your December. It is Christmas time. Well, it's been Christmas time for me, but it is officially Christmas time. I'm in the Christmas spirit. I have been listening to Christmas music. I have been participating in Vlogmas. If you don't know what Vlogmas is, it's the same as Vlogmas. And if you don't know what either of those are, basically you post every single day from December 1st to the 25th, kind of like an advent calendar type of thing. And so with Vlogmas, you would post a vlog on YouTube every day. But with Vlogmas, you pretty much do the same thing, except for, of course, it's not in video form, it's in written form. So you post a blog post every single day up until Christmas, and I've done this every year since I started blogging. But I'm doing something different, and I'm actually going to do the actual advent calendar type of style, which I haven't done. So posting every single day, including on weekends. So send help for your girl, because it's a little bit stressful, but we're here and we're doing it. And yeah, so if you would like to go read that, if you also like to read posts, I'm not sure. I know people love to listen to my podcast because maybe they don't like to read, or they like both. I don't know. But if you do like to take a look at some of those, you can over on my website. It's always linked into my description, I believe. So yeah, you can check that out. But you guys, so I don't think that I have mentioned it on here. I'm pretty sure I haven't, but I have been trying to go for this Girl Boss Awards Gala that my city has every year. I think this is their fourth year. I tried out for it last year. That was my first time. I was going for Best Podcast and Girl Boss of the Year. I made it as a nominee for Best Podcast, but I did not win the trophy for it. So this year I decided to try again for the same categories, and we made it through as a finalist, or I made it through as a finalist for Girl Boss of the Year, which is amazing because I didn't think that I would make it for Girl Boss of the Year, but I also made it for Best Podcast as well. So if you follow me on my socials and you know about it and you put in nominations for me, so thank you guys so much. This is amazing, and hopefully, fingers crossed, I can win both. But if I just win Best Podcast, that would be amazing. Or if I win Girl Boss of the Year, like, that would be even more amazing. But thank you guys so much if you do follow me on my social media and you have put in your nominations. Also, there will be a final voting on December 25th. Of course, I will mention it again. So if you want to help me out, and you can vote for me starting December 25th, and hopefully I take home both trophies. Fingers crossed. We're going to put it on the atmosphere. Fingers crossed I take home both trophies. But yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that, because I realized I never brought it up on here. So I'm pretty sure I mentioned on here, maybe last episode, if not last episode, one of my recent episodes, that I'm doing this secret project. And if you follow me on my social media, or if you read my blog post, then you kind of know already, but maybe you forgot about it, so you don't remember, but you probably know already. But I was thinking about it, and actually ever since the idea came into my mind, I've just been thinking about how everything could possibly go wrong. And that's not unusual. You already know, you hear about people dealing with imposter syndrome all the time. I know I see it every time when I'm on Twitter or something, because I follow a lot of creators and entrepreneurs, and the imposter syndrome, it will get you, and it gets me every single time, all the time. And I just can't help but constantly think about, what if I fail and X, Y, and Z? And I don't want to say it's like trauma, but at the same time, maybe it's from past trauma. I don't know. I know it has a lot to do internally. And so when you get more successful, like the more successful you get and the bigger you get, the more people put expectations on you and high expectations at that. And also more issues can arise as well, the more successful you get. So there's nothing wrong with having expectations put on you. At the same time, there is also a lot wrong with expectations being put on you. Because with high expectations comes the pressure to be perfect and do everything perfectly. And me, I'm already kind of a perfectionist a little bit. So I already try and make everything as perfect as I can, which of course, you know, is impossible. So to have that double pressure on me, like the pressure that I already put on myself, plus feeling like I have the pressure of others, it's a lot. And I feel like I would fold under that pressure. And so that's one reason why I'm kind of scared of success or being successful. And then of course there's the problems that could arise, like, you know, wrong things happening or X, Y, and Z, or maybe I forget something. Because listen, I have a terrible memory, okay? I forget things a lot. I make little mistakes. I'm very clumsy. And so I have this, I don't know if it's an anxiety type of feeling. I'm not really sure. I say anxiety, but I don't know if that's a proper word to use, if there's another word I should be using, but I just have this feeling like I'm going to fail. And this is a thing that has always been. This is why I've always been kind of anxious to ever apply to jobs. So when I got my very first job, which was my first job and my last job, that was when I was working at theater, which I stopped working at once everything shut down because we're on lockdown from the pandemic and everything. So even when I got that, you know, I thought, okay, maybe my work anxiety would go away. No, I was still so very worried about forgetting things and everything. And it's kind of crazy because I was actually a good worker, and I feel like the managers wanted me to move up from just the regular position I was at to a staff leader. And I was like, no. And it's not just because of how the pay was, because you don't get paid much. You don't. It sucks. You don't get paid much. And when you go up a level, you just don't get paid much for what you're dealing with. So like, I'm already not getting paid that much, and I only get like $1 or two more to have a whole lot more responsibilities and to have to solve customers' problems. Yeah, no. But the other reason why I was not trying to move up to a staff leader was because of that extra pressure on me. Like, yeah, I'm good with greeting customers and taking their orders or whatever. You know, what about when all of the problems are on me? I can't go get someone else. I can get the manager, but ultimately I would have to solve that. Like, I can't, what if I mess something up? I have to be responsible for getting this and getting that. And even though, yeah, I knew where things were, obviously working there and stuff like that, it's just less of the pressure on me to know, like, yeah, I can do this, but like, I don't have the pressure to do it. Like, it's not necessarily in my wheelhouse, in my, you know, I'm not getting paid to do that. Like, I'm not responsible for it. Like, I know how to do it, but I'm not responsible to do it. You know, like, I can do it a few times, but I don't, you know, it's not gonna fall on me if I mess up or something. Maybe like it will still fall on me, but you know, it's not my responsibility overall to do it. You know what I mean? So it's just, I don't know. It's like, I have that anxiety to have everything on me. And like, I know you're probably thinking like, well, if you're successful, that's amazing. That means you did great. That means you're doing amazing in your craft, in your business. That means you have, you know, gone past that anxiety moment and you really took charge. You're doing everything you should do, because look at your growth, look at where you're at versus the fear you would have at the beginning. And yeah, I hear you. I get that. But what I'm saying though is that once I reach that successful point, it's like, once I get bigger and bigger, if this thing really goes to where I know I would like it to be or need it to be in order to be where I just see myself being in general, it's like, I just know that there's going to be more and more on me. And then plus, once it does get to that level, I can't do this by myself. I'm going to have to hire people people to help me, which means now I'm in charge of dealing with other people, which means I have to learn how to put them on payroll and everything so they can get properly paid, because, you know, everybody needs to eat, everybody needs to pay for the bills. They can't just hop on and not get paid. And so I would have to learn how to do that. I would have to learn how to manage them. I would have to learn how to be a manager. I would have to take an even higher position than what I was afraid to take when I was working at the theater. And that is scary. That is frightening. So yeah, I am terrified of getting to that successful point. I am terrified of being successful. And I think that's okay to say, and that's okay to admit, because it can be terrifying. I think when actors and stuff, when they start off as children and they start to get bigger, you know, it can be terrifying. Like, you were in these little roles and people barely notice who you are, but then you start getting bigger roles, and like the first time people start really noticing who you are and they're coming around like paparazzi, it's like, it can be terrifying, because it's like, what is this? Like, I'm not used to this. Like, I'm used to doing little roles, but what, you know, now I have everybody in my face. It's terrifying. Starting off is terrifying, which is why I say, yes, I am scared of being successful. I am scared of hitting that successful point. However, listen to the however. However, regardless, I'm still going for it. That is my end point. I am terrified, and I know I am probably going to mess up, because I mess up on a daily basis. Like I said, I am extremely clumsy, extremely forgetful. I make the simplest of tasks somehow the hardest task in the world. I don't know how I do it, but I do it. I make so many accidents, it's insane. But regardless, I am going to take on this big task, and I am probably going to mess up multiple times, forget something, have to have things taken back to me and resend them back out. I am probably going to have to Google and search and ask a bunch of my content creator friends I have made. I'm probably going to have to bug them like crazy, because I need someone who can relate, that can help me out. It's going to be a lot, and I am terrified, shaking in my boots at the thought of what could happen going full force. But regardless, I'm going full force. I have no choice. I've already got the wheel started. So we're going to move, we're going to shake, we're going to groove, we're going to get in there, we're going to get it going. But just know that I'm terrified, and just know that if you're terrified to do something, still do it. Still do it terrified, because regardless, especially if it's something you're dealing with, like anxiety wise or trauma wise or whatever you've experienced in your life, it's going to be there. You need to work on it. And I know for sure that I need to work on it. Eventually, one day I will be able to afford a therapist or whatever. Why is the mental, the healthcare, whatever field so expensive? I will never understand. And, you know, despite me not being able to work on these things before starting this, I'm still going to start, because I don't have that kind of time. Regardless, you have all the time in the world, but at the same time, life is still very short. What you thought was all the time in the world can be gone in an instant. And that's a scary thought to think of. So I'm going full force. And if you're scared to do something, go full force, regardless of what you're scared of, regardless of if you think you might fail, because you are, you probably are going to fail, but you're not going to fail ultimately. I know you're probably like, whoa. Yes, you probably are going to fail the first time, but what about the second? What about the third? You might fail for a moment, but you're not going to fail for good. So go forward with it. And all of my people who are scared of succeeding like me, we got this. We're in there. We're going to get the ball rolling, and we're going to ram through it regardless of us needing to take a nice long nap afterwards, because that was exhausting. But that is all for today, you guys. I hope you're having a happy Sunday. I hope your weekend is going well. Take care of yourselves, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.